This program is paid for by Investor Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investor Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3 Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. This is Investor Schooling Live with your host, Larry Steinhaus, CEO of Investor Schooling.
All right, everybody, good afternoon and welcome to Investor Schooling Live. We are dialing up the excitement from our Investor Schooling studios right here at our headquarters in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. I'm Larry Steinhaus. I am the CEO of Investor Schooling, and I'm here to make finance fun and accessible. Get ready for a thrilling journey as we dive into the exciting worlds of real estate investing, stock options trading, and treasure trove of financial know-how that will leave you wanting more. Hold on to your hats, because we're all about interaction. Dial us up anytime during the show at 855-939-1137. That's right, 855-939-1137. And we're eager to answer your questions about money, finance, or whatever's on your mind. We're here to discuss things, even politics if you want to. There's no topic too big or too small for us. But here's the twist. We're not just broadcasting. We're also live on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube. And we want to know you're here. So drop us a comment and say hello. Your comments light up our digital stage, and we'll know you're here. And speaking of lighting up the stage, I can't forget to introduce my fantastic co-host, Dr. Debbie Anderson, and that guy, Omri. They're here to make this journey even more enlightening and exciting. At Investor Schooling, we're all about practical learning. We equip you with real world skills like real estate investing, stock options, tax savings tips, and secrets to financial freedom. Our headquarters might be in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, but our online courses, we're eager to teach learners across the nation. So get ready to learn and have some fun along the way. We're diving into entrepreneurship, real estate, and stock option trading, all led by your friendly financial guide. That's me, Larry Steinhaus, along with my incredible co-host, Dr. Deb, and of course, Omri. This is Investor Schooling Live, and we're here to make your financial journey an exciting adventure. All right, that was the worst one of the three.
I think that was the worst.
That was terrible.
That one I didn't like.
That was terrible.
One from last week was more fun, because that one was fun.
I muted you, Omri, that's why. So be quiet for a second. Let me let the adults talk. So for you guys who are listening to the show for the first time or have listened to the show before, I'm using ChatGPT to write a different intro every week, and I don't know, this one was just terrible.
Yeah, I didn't like this one. Last week's was funny.
Wait, Omri, I don't mute you, but you thought it was great?
Yeah, you can mute me. I will keep talking. It won't help you much.
I know, but nobody will be able to hear you when I mute you.
I will grab her microphone.
No, this is my mic.
To grab her microphone.
Boy, this is an interesting show already.
Yeah, exactly. You should have done, and we have chicken here and drinks. All
and,
good.
And Omri, you actually made it to come. We're able to make it in today in your Tesla that wasn't working.
Wait. We didn't get to that story yet.
Come on.
You jumped ahead. We're still talking about this terrible intro.
Okay, the terrible intro.
So let's stay on the terrible intro for a couple of minutes. Then we'll talk about the piece of junk car that Omri bought.
You Democrats.
Democrats?
What? You are Democrats. What do you have against Elon Musk?
I love Elon Musk.
He is an American. He created the best America.
He's not American.
He's Canadian. Now he's American. This is the land of immigrants.
South Africa.
This is not the land of immigrants.
This is the land of immigrants.
I'm just saying.
Thank you.
And by the way, you know who the richest African American in America is?
Who?
Elon Musk.
I know. He's not Canadian.
No, he's African American.
He's African American.
But his mother is from Canada.
He's born in South Africa.
Okay, good.
Which is why the word African American is such a racist statement. Because you assume that everyone who's black is from Africa, and they're not.
Exactly, and they're not.
That's terrible.
I know. He came on a ship?
No.
I think he flew here.
Really?
No, I think he went to Canada first.
Wow, you're breaking so many things I learned in school.
You should read his book. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good.
So I don't understand. You accept electric cars that are not made in America, but you have a problem with a car.
I just want to laugh at you because I've been saying the whole time that you bought your Tesla. So just so you guys understand, Omri lives in a complex, so it's hard to get
apartment.
There's no chargers there.
Yeah.
So he has no chargers there, so he can't charge his car. So he tells me he's getting a Tesla. I'm like, why would you get a Tesla? You got no place to charge it. Because I can go to Wawa and get supercharging for free. I'm like, why would you want to go to Wawa for half an hour and supercharge your car every day?
Because I'm an entrepreneur.
I can work from everywhere. That's the best thing in life.
So you want to work from Wawa?
I thank you for
that. If you could work from anywhere, why would you want to work from Wawa?
Sometimes I work from IKEA and get lunch there too.
I used to work in Panera for a long time.
There are so many places with those superchargers.
All right, I think we've gotten off topic. I think I can find much more comfortable places to work from than Wawa.
Panera is good. I'm telling you, I used to work at Panera all the time.
So can you keep laughing
at me?
Okay,
so let's go with the Tesla. Go back to the Tesla?
Yes.
Let's go back to the Tesla.
So wait, so then his Tesla, right? So I always make fun of him. And the other day, Armie and I went to Boston. And because I was doing some presentations there, Armie came along. It was a long drive. I said to Armie,
we had a great time.
He wanted to take the Tesla. I'm like, no, we're going to get stuck. And I said, I definitely want to take my car. So I have my SD Explorer, and we take a ride, we go there. And the funniest part is we pull in for gas. And I pull in for gas, and I'm in and out in 2 minutes. And I swear, he looks at me and goes, I didn't realize it was so short.
I didn't remember. I don't use it anymore.
He's like, wow, I didn't realize it was so short to get gas. I go, yeah, Amory, it's less than 2 minutes. He goes, you mean it doesn't even take 5 minutes? No, it does not take 5 minutes to get gas. It takes about 2 minutes.
He's completely right.
And when we went, when the three of us, a couple of weeks ago, we went to Atlantic City, we had to sit in the turnpike.
In the parking lot?
Right, yeah. But that's my fault.
We had to sit there for 20 minutes, sitting there eating like junk food from the Turnpike Authority. Yeah.
So now you're against junk food too?
Yes.
Are you American?
Oh, wait, let's get back to your Tesla, and we can change the subject in a minute. Because we still have to talk about real estate and stock options and all that other stuff too. Everybody here loves when we banter like this. So now I get a call from Army this morning, and he's in a panic. He's like really in a panic. He's like, I don't know what to do. I'm trying to jump start my car, and I'm like, and Debbie's standing next to me because we were working on a project together. Mm-hmm. We were working on this article we're writing, and Debbie's like, jumpstart a car? How do you jumpstart a Tesla? I'm like, I don't know. Maybe he has his friend's truck.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what he's talking about. I'm like, well, you know, I'm not too far. Let me come help you. He goes, no, you don't understand. My Tesla won't start. I'm like, wait a minute. It won't start. It's a battery car. It doesn't start. He's like, I'm trying to jumpstart. I'm like, wait a minute. Hold on. So then he's calling for my wife's son-in-law.
In the background, we're laughing.
To tow the car to Princeton from Pendale to Princeton, which is like 45 minutes away.
Yeah.
So the nearest place you could bring this car is Princeton, which again makes absolutely no sense. And now you're carless.
No, my car is here outside.
Yeah, he pulled it up.
The Tesla?
Yeah.
You got it started?
Of course.
How did you get it started?
I jump started.
Yeah, but you weren't even in the car. You couldn't even get in the, you couldn't even open the doors or anything, right? You were outside the car. You couldn't get in.
Ma'am?
Yes.
Ma'am, can I tell my story?
No, you never let us tell a story.
It's a very stressed
day. Let's interrupt him again.
You kept saying that you couldn't even get into your car, that you were outside of the car because you couldn't even open it up, right? That was the whole problem?
No, I could, yeah.
Oh, you were able to open it up?
Yeah.
There was enough power
to
open it up?
So how did you jumpstart this car?
So, I will start and then you interrupt me.
Yes.
I'm going to interrupt you again.
Okay, good. So this car, like your Jag and your Thunderbird, has a 12-volt battery.
Right. What do you do with that?
And that actually power all the accessory, the panel and everything that actually control the big battery.
The big battery.
So the big battery, which is like the engine in your Jeep.
Yeah, like
it's still yellow?
Yeah, the Jeep is still yellow. You don't see it?
So the little battery was not charged.
So the little battery, I think what happened is, I think when, because, I leave all the doors open and I walk away from the car and the car close all the doors and lock itself. So I think what happened is,
I really hate when you do that, actually, because when we were in AC, I walked away and closed the door, and you were mad at me for shutting the door. Do you remember that? No, don't do that! You said that to me?
You can do it, but why would you?
But hold on, let him finish the story, because this is like...
So I think what happened when we went to the game, because my daughter was cheerleading today in the Wildcat game, I think one of the back door, the stupid, brilliant, amazing Goldwing doors, weren't shut all the way.
Oh, is that what
off.
It was? So your battery went there.
Yeah, so everything kept going on, which is weird. It needs to have a protection system. So when I came to the car, I didn't care. My wife came to the car. The door opened, but none of the screen or anything got open. So I have a very old, actually, booster, and it didn't do the job right. Okay. So I called my aunt because I bought for her a bigger booster that can start a flat battery.
I think what you really need is you need a generator to drive around with.
When you say a booster, do you mean like the portable battery pack?
Like the battery pack, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You need to understand, the 12-volt battery was dead. Not dead, was flat out. How do you call it?
Is it a 12-volt battery like what you put in the I'm confused.
No, in your car. Do you have a battery in your car?
Yes, I have a battery in the car.
I have a battery in my car,
yeah,
too.
But it's more than 12 volts, isn't
it's
it?
It's 12 volts. In 12 volt, right. Truck have 24.
So the reality was you were able to jump your Tesla, which is amazing to me.
Yeah.
And you're fine now.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So I'm okay. So now I'm here.
Now I can't make fun of you anymore.
You can. Why not?
Does it recharge? You know how, like, when you have a gas powered car and you jump it, it charges itself?
So I have no idea.
It doesn't do that?
I actually started to read about it when it all happened.
Hmm.
And unlike what Larry liked to say, that I'm so stressed about everything. No.
I don't see you getting stressed.
He was stressed this morning, wasn't he?
I was.
You hear it in your voice. But
at the same time, he had both his kids in the car.
Yeah.
So I can understand that being stressful because, you know, most moms who drive their kids around are stressful.
My daughter.
You trying to say something, Larry?
No, I'm trying to say that Army's
careful.
A mom.
Be careful.
Yeah, I'm trying to say that Army's a mom.
I want to tell you something.
Just be careful there.
I never get stressed in those situations. The problem is, like you just said, the kids.
Right. That's what I thought. Yeah.
My daughter, when things are not going as planned, she's losing it completely.
Really?
2 years ago, no, 1.5 years ago, we went to Chicoteague, Virginia. And stupidly enough, I took my Porsche Cayenne and started to drive on the beach.
Okay.
What's going on there, apparently, and I read about it later, when the snow come, the sand become like a goo or something.
Okay.
And as you drive and the weight of the car, you stop for 2 minutes, and you see the car going
sink,
down.
Yeah,
you start to sink.
Sure. Quicksand.
So we started to sink.
Quick so that's sand. Why you go on, that's why you... That's why you need my Jeep to go driving on the beach.
Yeah, I know. But if I'm driving your Jeep every day, I'm miserable.
So we kind of did this. We kind of like went on a really long tangent about your car. I just wanted to make fun of you a little bit. But we have things to do, and I have a guest. So we have to wait a couple of minutes. So we could get back to this later, but we only have a limited amount of time.
There is a war in my
country. And all the
people
online, they're all complaining that you're talking about your Tesla instead of you talking about business.
Okay.
But I do want to do this. I want to bring something up real quick.
Business investing would be a great topic.
Really.
I love that.
So the first thing I want to talk about is, you know, like I said before, I'm traveling a lot. I've been going from state to state talking about how to buy houses with absolutely no money. And actually, this year, I'm actually honored. I'm going to be speaking at a summit called the 100 Millionaire Summit. And the 100 Millionaire Summit is just something, actually, I got lucky. I was able to speak there last year. And I've become very good friends with the guy who holds the summit. And his name is Gawther Amarillo. And I'm going to have him on right now. Gawther, are you there?
I'm here, Larry. And I got to tell you, man, I got no battery problems, so we're good.
You have a Tesla, too?
No, that's why I don't drive a Tesla.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, exactly.
I
want to
go whenever I want.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's exactly right. It only takes 2 minutes to get fuel instead of a half an hour at Wawa. Wait till winter comes and you have to sit in, you know, like Gawther's in Florida. We're in Pennsylvania. When winter comes, you're going to be sitting in your car freezing, getting a charge.
Yeah.
Why freezing?
Because, you know, it does get cold in Pennsylvania. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, I know, but why freezing?
If you don't believe me, look at some of the pictures of Washington crossing the Delaware.
The heat, everything works while you charge.
That's fine. You got to sit in the car. Anyway, so Gawther has something called the 100 Millionaire Summit, and it's a really cool, it's a 3 days, right? Gawther, it's 3 days?
It's a 3-day event. It's all for business professionals, real estate investors, and the reason we bring you is because you're kind of the man behind the subject, too. Which a lot of real estate investors just don't understand, don't know how to get it. And a lot of people teach it wrong. You know, these guys, I won't say their names, come up with all sorts of titles, and they call it this and they call it that. But at the end of the day, you actually do this. So that's one of the reasons we brought you to the 100 Millionaire Summit in the first place. And now this year, it's because you've got, you're just taking it to another level. Like you're just doing these deals that other people just don't know how to do. So it brings a lot of value to the community.
Yeah, I'm a creative financing nut. I always tell the story. If I go to closing with $500, I feel like a failure. I have to go to closing. I have to get money back. I mean, I'm closing on a property in, I don't know, a couple of days, sometime next week. I'm not even sure what day. And I probably will get $35,000 to put in my pocket after that closing. After I buy a property, I get $35,000.
So one of the reasons I wanted to call in on this is because you actually did a deal, or you're doing a deal, you're closing sometime this month from a connection you made at the 100 Millionaire Summit last year.
Oh, yeah.
And I just want to get a little bit of insight.
Nope, I can't give you the hint because I'm going to tell that story at the summit. So I'm going to be speaking at your summit, and I'm really excited about it. And I'm not going to tell you because I'm going to sort out my presentation about this deal that everyone at the summit last year missed because they weren't paying attention to something huge that I paid attention to. And it's all about helping people. And, you know, I know you and I spoke earlier this morning, all about helping people. And when you help people, that's how you do it. But the Millionaire Summit, I want to get back to your thing. The 100 Millionaire Summit, your goal is to make 100 millionaires, correct?
Correct. 100 millionaires who are inspired to build 100 millionaires.
Right. I think that's an awesome, I think it's an awesome goal. And I'm going to tell you this right now. This is not a charity where, no. You know, where a lot of people give money to charity and go, hey, you know, I'm going to help you get a suit. No, this guy is actually helping people become millionaires. And it's pretty amazing when you go there. And I'm going to say probably 70 or 80% of the people in the audience will not be millionaires this year. And probably, I'm going to guess 20% of those will become millionaires by next year following you and I and some other of the speakers that are going to be there. Would that be accurate?
Your math is right. Your math is right. We built 24 millionaires in the first 3 years of running the program. Awesome. And this year we have almost 500 people who will be in the room. So it's a much bigger pool of people. So you're right. We could probably build 100 millionaires in a single year as long as 20% follow the rules, follow the path.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it's funny because you have a bunch of coaches. I'm one of your coaches, you know, and I wouldn't even say I'm one of your coaches. I'm actually like, you just let anybody come in, anybody who has value, adds value to your program, you let them come in. And that's why you let me come in, of course. But, you know, a lot of the students that I have, some of them come from you. And, of course, we've had them grow. I know you've heard good things. I've heard good things about you. So there's definitely the Mutual Admiration Society going on here, and that is fantastic. By the way, if anybody wants to go, I don't know, hey, Galter, I'm going to ask you this like on the air. I'm going to put you on the spot. All right? Would you be willing to give any of our listeners a free ticket?
If you believe you've got a good audience who has a big heart and wants to do things the right way, commits to doing all their deals morally, ethically, and legally, then yes, I have something I can give them that will get them a free ticket.
I love it. Now, so we often do like a contest on the air, and we actually say like a caller, if a caller says or does something, hang out with us for a little while. Can you hang out with us for a little while?
Absolutely.
All right, cool. So why don't we come up with a contest to have a caller call in and to get a free ticket? What do you want to make the contest, Omri?
I'm the person who needs to give the number.
Well, that's right. Okay. What do you want to make the contest? How many zeros are in $1 million?
Okay.
How about
Sounds
that one?
Good.
I know that's a tough one for everybody. So here's the deal. So Armory, what's the phone number?
855-939-1137. Again, it's an 855-939-1137.
That's only twice? You got to do it twice. Seven times.
Seven times?
Five more times.
They will kick us out from the air.
No, they won't.
You sure?
No, they won't.
Okay.
Glenn, will you let him say the number five more times?
Absolutely.
There you go. See?
It's 855-939-1137. Now, my mom's number in Israel is 05.
No. Back to the real number.
855-939-1137.
All right. If you call us up right now and tell us how many zeros are in $1 million, you will get a free ticket to the 100 Millionaire Summit. Now, I will have to say that it's in Florida, though, so, you know, make sure you can go. But even if you can't go, call in. I tell you what, if you can't go to that, we'll give them a ticket to the Money Multiplier,
of course.
So we have our Money Multiplier on November 11th. So if you can't make it to Florida and you want a free ticket to the Money Multiplier, we'll give you that. So you get in the order of, you know what? If you can make it to both, you can have both free tickets. How's that? Let's be generous.
What's going on? You're very generous today.
I know. I'm in a really good mood because
wow.
Because you know you called me up this morning and telling me your Tesla didn't drive.
And your car drove. Yeah.
And my car drove fine. Yeah.
Amazingly.
So 855-939-1137. How many zeros in $1 million? All right, Galter. So what other exciting stuff do you have going on? I know you just closed on a 35-unit apartment, right?
We did. And interestingly enough, we had an interesting group of lenders on that deal. So we bought that with theoretically no money down because we're rolling capital from another deal that we had, but our money got jammed up. And so we had to call a bunch of people. And what I understand, this was the first time you've ever lent on a deal.
Yeah, it's true. I wasn't going to bring that up, but that's fine. All right, so hold on one second. Somebody said that they got – so Amber said she called and got an auto message. Amber, did it say hold on and wait for Larry Steinhaus and you actually connect, or did it not let you connect? Because that's kind of weird. We might have to have Galter call on a different number. And it might be the problem. But I don't understand why, because you usually can put people on hold, right, Glenn?
Didn't light up here. No calls have lit up here except for your guests.
No calls lit up. So do me a favor.
I think Omri has to give that number again.
Yeah, hold on. Do me a favor, Deb. Real quick, dial 855-939-1137 and see if it goes through to Glenn, because we might have a problem here.
I see a call coming now.
We might have to have
Walter
call in on another number.
I do see calls
coming. That might be
now.
Why. But hold on. What do you get?
I so much want to talk to Amber, actually.
I know. I can tell you want to talk to Amber.
How do you know?
It says,
you know,
please hold on. You will be connected to Larry Steinhaus shortly.
And then what happens after that?
It's ringing right now. Glenn, are you getting that? It didn't let me connect.
Glenn,
sure,
don't put Debbie on air.
It was on my phone. It's just ringing.
It's not connecting, huh?
Glenn, are you getting that at all?
Glenn.
I am getting calls. Hang on 1 second.
Okay, it might be Dr. Deb.
I am getting calls, but the line 4, for some reason, is not working. So Deb,
see what happens when... Can you answer Deb's call?
You're DGA, right?
Yeah, I'm DGA.
That one I can't answer, but the other calls are coming through.
All right, so get the other calls. All right, so it is working. I just want to make sure. Okay, so grab the other calls. Okay, so who do we have first? Let us know, Glenn.
Give me a sec.
The technical difficulties, man. You know, we have technical difficulties.
And we fixed
them on air. No, I got a full bank. I've got a full bank of calls. I've got a full bank.
He's got a full bank of calls.
Oh, yeah, so I thought, yeah, because everybody calls us. You know, nobody calls Rich Zioli. They call me. Just keep that in mind, you know?
We're just more fun to talk to, that's all.
I know, exactly.
I agree. And our questions are so difficult.
Yeah, our questions are so difficult. There we go. You know, what you should do is how many commas are in the... $1 million.
Ooh.
How many commas in $1 million?
How many commas are in $1 million?
You know what? If somebody know how many commas, they will get 2 tickets to the money multiplier.
Oh, that's fine. They could have 2 tickets anyway. But we're just having some fun right now. All right, let's see
Glenn Hughes
up first.
You've got Paul.
All right, Paul, what's up, man?
Good morning. Hey, not a lot. Just driving down the shore.
Oh, yeah? And you want 2 tickets to the 100 Millionaire Summit or the money multiplier?
I didn't hear about the money market power.
Okay, so all right, wait. Can you be in
Paul,
Florida? What's the date, Carter? What are the dates again?
November 3rd to the 5th.
November 3rd to the 5th. Can you be in Florida?
Sure.
Are you sure? You're
hell
sure?
Yeah.
Gonna, he only has a certain amount of tickets to give away. You don't sound confident.
I had to think about it. That was all I got. I'll be there.
All right, cool. That's awesome, man. All right, so how many zeros in $1 million?
6.
Is that correct? Does anybody know?
Yeah, I think it's 6.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, it's six.
I was so focused on the comments.
Debbie's looking it up on her phone. She's checking
sure
with Google.
Right.
Larry's been saying he's a millionaire. He's really only got $100 this whole time.
Yeah, I believe it. How many zeros are in $100?
Well, we could have said it was 8 by saying 0.00.
No.
That
wouldn't work.
All right.
That's like a trick that like a math teacher would give. That's like
all right,
a
so,
trick.
So, Paul, do you have any questions for myself, Omri, Debbie, or even Galter?
I don't right now. I was just listening and following along, so I wasn't delving into anything. I do mainly... I buy businesses, and some of them have real estate, but it's more service businesses, stuff like that. And I try to do it no money down or pay out.
We should have you on the air one day. We're going to get your number anyway, but we should have you on the air one day talking about how you buy businesses. But I'll tell you a funny story. There was a post the other day on Facebook, and it says, what are some red flags that I should be looking for if I'm buying a business from somebody else? And I actually wrote back. I said, the first red flag you should look for is the fact that they're selling the business.
No, actually, the majority of business owners in this country are in their 60s right now, and they're ready to retire, and their kids are all doctors or, you know, techies or something like that, not interested in hardcore businesses like plumbing, electricians, HVAC, repair businesses that throw off a ton of cash flow. I mean, just rolls out. So.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. It's definitely going to be tough. All right.
Yep.
Well, So do this.
And you can't
hang
get
on.
Financing right now either. Sure.
All right, so hold on right now, and Glenn's going to take your information. We'll get you the tickets to the 100 Millionaire Summit. I'm excited to have you there. And if you want to, we'll also give you money multiplier tickets too, if you want to, for November 11th. Hannah will probably call you on Monday and talk to you about that as well, because you sound like a cool guy. Besides, I also want to find out more about you with businesses. That's pretty cool. All right, man. Thank you so much. Now, let's get, hold on a sec. Let's do this. Let's just skip to Amber, because she's calling from Honolulu, so that's kind of cool. So I'm going to skip you, Harry, for a minute, and let's go to Amber. What's going on, Amber?
Oh, hey, I'm not currently in Honolulu. I think I'm in South Carolina. I'm a truck driver, so I came over to the mainland to start driving. That's what I'm doing right now, so I'm actually an OTR over-the-road truck driver.
That's awesome. So do you drive from Honolulu?
Obviously not. No, I flew over. I got lucky. Right. I got a grant. Offered to pay for my schooling.
I was joking.
My husband.
She can't drive from Honolulu to the United States.
No, I know. That's why.
Yeah. It was a joke. Okay. It was a joke.
Clearly over my head. Whatever.
The joke is just funny now.
I know. Like, Debbie ruined the joke. You know?
I ruined the joke. I'm sorry.
Because everybody thinks I'm serious when I say, can you drive from Honolulu to North Carolina?
I'm sorry, Amber. I apologize for Larry.
So you are a truck driver, and you have the ability to fix your Chevy on the side of the road.
Yeah, of course. But I have family that lives over here. I keep my other truck at their place.
Amazing. Will you marry me?
I'm already married.
Yeah, but your husband doesn't sound like this. Give the phone number. Your husband doesn't sound like this.
855-939-1137.
Aubrey's got the sexy voice going on when he gives our phone number.
Yeah, I'm really
glad.
Like,
after this, I want to tell you something. After this morning, okay, the best thing I needed is a woman that will come out the car with a toolbox, exactly, and don't be stressed with the kids.
You know,
so,
it's funny.
I want to give it another. I need to do it again. Amber, just reconsider it. Will you marry me?
He's a millionaire. So, Amber, you want to be a millionaire?
Oh, well, of course. Who doesn't? I want to be a millionaire.
Can you make it to Florida on the 3rd to the 5th? I forget. The 3rd to the 5th?
The 3rd to the 5th, I think you said.
Can you make it?
November 3rd to the 5th.
3rd to the 5th. Can you make it to Florida, Amber?
Yeah, I just need to know the exact date.
November 3rd to the 5th.
November 3rd to the 5th.
Okay.
And please come and visit
Orlando, Florida.
I'm not going to have to worry about, like, him trying to marry me there, right?
No, Omri's not going to be there.
Yeah,
I'll be there. Aww. I'll be there, but I don't have as sexy voice as Omri, so you won't want to marry me. You won't have any pressure.
Amber, you can bring your husband.
Yeah, exactly. he's probably a big guy, too. He'd probably beat you up.
Yeah, he probably would.
This is what it's gonna sound like. And then Army's gonna fall down. Yeah. All right. So Amber, we're loving this conversation, but can you make it? Because we need to know. Because I got to move on to the next caller. All right. So again, so Glenn's gonna take your information, and we'll hopefully see you in Florida. I'm looking forward to meeting you. Make sure you
also want to see her in our classroom.
She's in North Carolina.
Okay.
Don't worry, we'll get her.
She's a truck driver.
You know, Army's really worried that the school's going to fall apart if I give away tickets to somebody else's summit. It's all right. Don't worry about it. You got to do the right thing sometime. I'm helping a friend out. This guy's got a great summit. A lot of people are going to go there. She's going to see me there anyway.
I agree.
And she could come back to class. It's okay. I promise you that in the end, this will all be good.
Okay.
I just know that, you know, when I'm all done with this, that Galter's going to go on Facebook and thank Larry Steinhaus for letting him on the show. And that's going to be a great thing for me. So don't worry about it.
Okay, I'm not worried about that.
You get that, Galter? Just making sure you got that hit.
I'm not worried about that.
Galter loves posting stuff on Facebook, so it's all good. So, by the way, if you want to go to summit and you didn't want to call in and get free tickets, you can go to 100mms.com, the number 100mms.com, and then you could sign up for the summit there. I think it's $97 if they sign up there?
$97 at 100mmsummit.com. You own 100mms.
Yeah, my link, which doesn't really matter. I don't really care, but I make it short. 100mms.com will work. So if you want to do that.
Oh, nice. You should go that way because that's the affiliate link, and we know we got fun investor school.
Yeah, I make 25 bucks if somebody signs up for it?
Hey, man, we accept all denominations, right?
I don't really care. But it'd be nice to know that you guys went there. So 100mms.com if you want to go. And let's get Harry. What's going on, Harry?
Nothing. Not much, man. I just when I get those tickets to the Money Multiplier.
Okay, Money Multiplier on the summit or both? Are you? Can you be in Florida on this 3rd through the 5th? Because if not, we'll bring in Money Multiplier over here.
We'll stay local.
Is this Harold or Harris?
Harry. It's Harry.
Harry of Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We don't know him.
Oh,
you're not a student, right, Harry?
Harry's from Philly, yes.
Are you a student?
Yes.
I told you, it's
Harold. Was right.
Oh, it's Harold.
It's Harold.
Oh, it's Harold. Oh, I know who you are. Yeah, sure, you can have them. We'll give it to you just because you called in. But first of all, you have to tell us how many zeros in a million.
Well, it depends on the way you look at it. It's 6 zeros, but it could also be 8.
There you go.
If you want to add
those are the correct answers. By the way, Harold, I'm going to say something amazing. I can understand you more clearly over the radio, over your cell phone, than I can understand you in person.
Oh, okay.
I don't hear your accent.
What accent?
Harold has an accent, and you have an accent. But the weird part is I can understand him more clearly now than I understand him in class.
You sure? Because you got his name wrong.
Harold?
He's got that new Google phone.
Harold. Yeah, it's Harold. You said Harry. I'm like, no, it's not Harry. It's Harold.
You got to understand. That was what Glenn wrote, Harry,
okay.
Not Harold.
I can't.
So, by the way, Harold, tell everybody about how your experience with investor schooling is.
That's been great. I learned so much stuff, it's making my head spin.
Now he's got the accent.
That's about right.
Hey, listen, Harold, can you do this? Say this number, 855-939-1137.
855-939-1137.
Army still does it better. Good, Army. Show him how to do it.
Army's got that sexy Israeli voice. Go ahead, Army.
Can we finish the old people talk? Come on!
What are we talking about?
What's going on here?
What old people talk?
I don't know. Army's in his head again. He's on a different topic. All right. Well, Harold, we'll definitely you'll remember that he gets the free tickets, right? We don't need Glenn to take down the information. All right, Harold, it's awesome to talk to you. Thank you so much. I totally appreciate you. All right, everybody, hold on. So Galtor, stay on the line. We're gonna go to a commercial for a minute or two, and we'll see you on the other end.
This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. Are you afraid of the Great Reset? Well, the Great Reset won't apply to those who own real assets. At Investor Schooling, we teach you how to own real assets like real estate, gold, silver, and other investments, including stocks, stock options, and even the basics of cryptocurrency. We even teach you how to pay thousands less in taxes legally. So go to investorschooling.com and find out how you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday. Investorschooling.com. This is Larry Steinhaus, and you have probably heard my radio shows and listened to my great advice on how you can make more money and pay less taxes. Well, I just finished writing a book on all things I teach at Investor Schooling and on my radio shows. This book is called Money Hacks, and you want a copy of this book, and you can pre-order this book wherever books are sold. Look for Money Hacks by Larry Steinhaus. Hey, it might even be a tax deduction. Order Money Hacks by Larry Steinhaus wherever books are sold, and come see me at Investor Schooling. This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. The opportunity to retire with a great big real estate portfolio is coming quickly, and you want to learn how to do it. We all know the downturn is around the corner. What does that mean to you? You need to learn how to take advantage of this opportunity, like how to buy discounted properties with absolutely no money out of your pocket. Can it be done? Yes, it can. Can you learn how to do it? Yes, you can. Go to investorschooling.com and find out how you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday. Investorschooling.com. This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. Are you afraid of the Great Reset? Well, the Great Reset won't apply to those who own real assets. At Investor Schooling, we teach you how to own real assets like real estate, gold, silver, and other investments, including stocks, stock options, and even the basics of cryptocurrency. We even teach you how to pay thousands less in taxes legally. So go to investorschooling.com and find out how you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday. Investorschooling.com.
Right, welcome back to Investor Schooling Live. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Deborah Anderson, and I'm here with Omri, who has the sexiest voice, right?
And he's not a doctor and don't have a family.
And we're also here, of course, with Galtor Amarillo, who is the host of the 100 Millionaire Summit, which will be in Orlando, Florida, November 3rd through 5th, and we're actually giving tickets away. So if you want to have a free ticket to go to the summit in Orlando, Florida, the 100 Millionaire Summit, you can go to, you could actually just call in. We need a new contest, though, because that one was kind of, like, everybody kind of knew that one.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
So let's make it something new.
I just still can't believe you own 100mms.com. I just Googled it. You actually own this.
Well, you would not believe how many domains he owns.
Oh my god, you need to scroll down.
It's truly a joke how many he owns.
Oh yeah, you know, so for those who are listening and, like, you know, they're thinking that this is a great place to pick up business tips, you should own as many domains as you can for anything you're doing, especially if you're doing affiliate. So, like, you know, I mean, it's only $100 thing, but I'm doing it. I want to track how many people go there from my school because I want to know. So 100mms.com, I bought it, and I directed that to my affiliate link, which is some crazy affiliate link, which I don't even know how to get to it. So it's so much easier to give it to you. And matter of fact, we own, for the money multiplier, we also own the number four, mmw.com, which is also a nice and easy way to get to it. So we have all these different links. Yeah, we make sure, absolutely.
I have a test if you want to run it.
Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, no, here we go.
I want to see who knows what's our address.
So hold on. Oh, that's an interesting one. I like that one. Anybody who calls in and knows the address of where Investor Schooling is, and when I say the address, I mean the physical address.
I mean, it's a trick. There is a trick there.
Well, not really.
And we'll see who will know how to say it right.
That's fine. If they get close, it's okay. So if anybody calls in with the address to Investor Schooling, now if you're driving, what you should do is you should take your eyes off the wheel, you should take out your phone, and you should look up the address of Investor Schooling.
WPHD is not responsible for the thoughts and sentiments of Larry Steinhaus. All thoughts expressed by Larry Steinhaus are solely the responsibility of Larry Steinhaus.
I just remember that you wanted to take it to the 100 Millionaire Summit, not to the Money Multiplier. Because, you know, I want you to sue Galter, not me.
That's funny.
Hey, Galter, have I ever introduced you to these people in the room here?
No,
Galter,
this is
I don't
the
think
first
we've
time.
Ever met, actually.
Have I ever introduced you to Dr. Debbie Anderson?
I don't think so. I know I called into Investor Schooling one time, and I was on for a little bit, but I don't remember meeting her.
So Dr. Deb is the tax lien queen. So if you ever want to teach tax liens, anybody, you know, wants to learn tax liens, they learn tax liens from Dr. Deb. She is, like, she's amazing. She goes to courthouse and goes, I'm buying that property, and she walks out with that property. I know it's tax deeds, not tax liens.
Yeah,
I know, but I just figured, you know, tax lien queen sounds better than tax deed queen or tax deed.
I don't know, whatever.
So tax lien queen sounds more fun, right?
Yeah.
So Amber's getting close. But Amber, you already got your ticket. But yes, that's close. But you already got your ticket, but you can't answer online. You got to call in. What's the phone number to call in, by the way?
855-939-1137.
One more time.
855-939-1137.
Let's do it again.
You're ruining it.
No, you have to do it over and over again because people need to hear it.
It's 855-939-1137.
You know, at some point, you know, like, I know that this is a radio show, but at some point we should have Omri, like, dance around the room and say it all around or something. I think
so,
that would be funny.
Again, you're ruining it. It can't be that I'm doing everything you tell me to do.
What are you talking about? No.
Does he ever do anything we tell him to do?
No,
yes,
no, he doesn't do anything.
Everything.
No, never. You've never done anything we've asked you to do yet.
So, all right. So if you call in 855-939-1137 and you tell us what our address is at Investor Schooling, not the web address. The web address is, of course, investorschooling.com. But our physical address.
The brick and mortar address.
The brick and mortar address. You can get free tickets to the 100 Millionaire Summit or the Money Multiplier. So the 100 Millionaire Summit is in Orlando, Florida on November 3rd through 5th. And the following weekend, actually, Galter, you should come. Actually, you know what? That's a really good idea. You should take a look at your calendar, Galter, and see if you have November 11th open. Come here and speak. We'll even have you come here and speak.
Pennsylvania. This would be the first time I didn't just drive through the state.
let me tell you something. It's a smart idea to just drive through the state. Oh, wait. Did I say that out loud? But if you want to, you know, you talk to me about that, and we could put you on the roster for speakers. I think you'd have a great time. You could bring the Russian princess, too. The Russian princess is his girlfriend.
Hello.
So, by the way, I just wanted to finish introducing you to Dr. Deb because Omri interrupted once again. So that's Dr. Deb. And then we have Omri over here, Omri Morad. Omri is from Israel, And Omri is the worst landlord. That's what we call him?
Used to be.
No, because he's getting better. so you know how when you're coaching somebody, Gawker, and when you coach someone and they do the exact opposite of everything you tell them to do, and they have excuses of why they want to do it the exact opposite way?
That's Omri.
That's Omri.
I'm familiar. I'm familiar with those.
Yeah, exactly. So I've been teaching Omri how to be a landlord forever, and every time I said, you know, that's not a good tenant, that's not a good tenant, he goes, no, she's a fine tenant. It's only a 520 credit score, and it's okay. She said she'd pay the rent.
You know, she'll pay the rest
of the security.
And
it's okay if I don't take the security up front. I'll take it over the next 4 months.
I'll take it over the next 4 months. Yeah.
No, don't do it. No, don't do it. No, it'll be fine. So after he went to court about 5 or 6 times, he started listening to me.
5 or 6 times. That's fast learning. That's fast learning.
Wait, that's 5 or 6 times last month.
Yeah.
No. It's probably over a year or two, 5 or 6 times. And so he was going to court during COVID, too, which was a nightmare.
This was a nightmare.
Larry, I want to try this. It's 855-935-1139.
Wait, 855-939-1137.
Oh,
yeah,
here we go.
939-1137.
855-939-1137.
Then you don't get why immigrants come to here and take your jobs,
right? Yeah, but
right?
Walter, you don't have it in the sexy voice. You got to work the sexy voice.
Yeah, you got to work the sexy voice.
It's for all the women out there. Come on.
855
939-1137.
Go ahead, right. Galter, you do it.
All right, so let's get back to talking about something interesting, because everybody in the car radio is going, these poor people
have
forgotten that there are people listening to this. You know, we're just having a really good time talking about each other. So Galter, why don't you give a quick tip on how somebody can become a millionaire faster?
Excellent. So the easiest path to do it is not try to do it in a year. The fastest way to do it is really to set a 5-year plan and then acquire enough real estate. So we do talk about how to buy real estate and make $1 million in 60 days at the summit. But for this call, I'd say go to yourmillionairepath.com and just get your millionaire path. Like, go and take an actual test based on where you're at today and go and do it. But if I were to say, like, here's the path, go buy $2 million worth of real estate for $1 million subject to the existing mortgage. And you can learn how to do that from investor schooling. You can learn from Larry Steinhaus how to get that done, how to do subject to. But the secret is buy something worth way more and pay way less.
Yeah, it's definitely one way. Sure. And then what do you think about the mental attitude of somebody who wants to become a millionaire versus someone who will never become a millionaire?
A person who wants to become a millionaire versus somebody who does become a millionaire is...
I mean, like, someone who, like, you know, will never be a millionaire because their mental attitude is wrong.
When I ask them, do you want to become a millionaire? They say, yeah, if it lands on my lap, or yeah, if I win the lottery. Whereas somebody who is going to become a millionaire says, what will it take? And then they do whatever it takes. They find the coaches, they find the mentors, they put offers into the deals, they bleed a little bit, but they do whatever it takes. They feel the pain and they step into outside of their comfort zone. They step into the discomfort zone, regardless of how much it hurts. And they get
Debbie, how many times have you stepped out of your comfort zone?
A lot.
So I've been coaching Debbie for quite a while now. Yep. She became part of the school, which is phenomenal. But, you know, how often do you, like want to leave my office crying or...
More times than I care to admit.
Right, exactly. And the weird part is it takes about 3 days later, and she comes and she goes, you were right. I'm doing it. I'm going to do it this way now.
Yeah.
Right? We had a recent one that happened. And then also Fred... Fred is one of the people working here again. He worked here a while back, and he just said the same thing. He said, stop worrying about what happened in the past. Worry about the future. And Omri eventually listens. He might even sell his Tesla one day because I told him he shouldn't have one.
No. So I have to tell
Tesla
you...
Tesla drivers are a different breed, man.
I have to put something on the table because on our way to Boston, Larry tried to buy a Tesla.
I tried
on
to buy a Tesla, right? You know why, right?
He tried to buy a Tesla on his own.
So we were in Boston, and a marketplace pops up this Tesla X, 2017 Tesla X with 63,000 miles on it. The woman wanted $38,000 for it.
She came down from 52.
She came down from 52 to 38.
52,
I offered her 30, and she came back at 33, and I said, no, I'll give you 30. You want to know why I would buy that car for $30,000?
Because it's such a good deal.
Because I could sell that car in 2 months for probably $40,000 and still drive it.
So I believe the same thing when I bought mine. And I want to tell you, the price dropped that they did, that Elon did, during the last year, is so crazy that
There are people right now that are trying to sell their two-year-old ones in the same price you can buy a new one.
Yeah, right, which they can't.
Which, they, of course they
can. The price went from 110 to 150, and now it went back down to 97.
You can buy a brand new Tesla Model S right now, the big one, the expensive one, the luxury one, for 74 grand.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's insane.
Yeah, because Elon Musk realizes that the economy is changing. What do you think, by the way, Gautam? What do you think? Hey, Gautam, I got a question for you. Ready? Since you're a real estate guru and I'm a real estate guru, when's a good time to buy real estate with the prices going up the way they are right now? When's a good time to buy real estate?
There's never a bad time to buy real estate.
Exactly.
Don't wait to buy real estate. Buy real estate and wait.
Exactly. I always find it funny that people are like, now's not a good time to buy real estate because the prices are going up. And then the funny part is they'll hear that from their friends, their broke friends. And like, you know, I'm going to be a real estate investor. And they talk to one of their broke friends. Why would you buy real estate now if the prices are going up? Because I didn't buy it 10 years ago when you told me not to buy it then.
That's right. I just bought 35 units in Decatur, Illinois, because they cash flow. If they cash flow, I can hold them forever. That's the point.
Exactly.
That's the point.
Right, exactly the point. It doesn't matter what the real estate works. A lot of people are like, well, if I buy a $1 million piece of property and it's only worth $750,000 3 years from now, it's going to be a bad thing. No, not if you're making $1,000 to $2,000 a month every month on that property. Who cares? I don't care.
And ask yourself how much it will actually be worth 10 years from now.
Do you know how much my property is worth to me? Worth to me.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. It's worth cash flow every month.
I know.
I get a lot of cash flow. I get around $35,000 worth of cash flow every month right now. $35,000 worth of cash flow is pretty good.
Amazing.
That I get every month
cash
because
flow.
Of my real estate. What?
Cash flow. Cash flow.
Yeah.
Right? So that means that every month I get checks that come into my mail. Sometimes they're PayPal, sometimes they're Venmo, whatever, into my account every month for $35,000. That's pretty good. It's, you know, I'm sure like everybody in the world makes that kind of money doing nothing, right?
Maybe in a year.
Well, you know, and I really hate it when I have one or two vacancies and I only get $30,000 instead of $35,000.
That happens.
Yeah, I want to point out that there is some maintenance and management involved. So
yeah, that's okay.
For anybody who's thinking that this is a no maintenance job, or there is work.
No. We actually talked about that 2 weeks ago. People believe that it's that all landlords are like Russian oligarchs that only thinking about printing money. You have responsibility, you have repairs, you have taxes, you have insurance, you have so many things that you need to do in order to make sure you provide your tenant with the best living experience. Yeah. It doesn't only printing money. No, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I love it when I send a rent increase letter to one of my tenants and they go, why are you increasing the rent? Because if you would buy a house, it would be $500 more than my rent would be for you if you would buy that same house. So I can increase the rent $100 this year to just to catch up.
They pay more for gear. I'm saying not the day here is a problem. We pay more for milk. We pay more for gas. We pay more for everything. We pay more for beef, right? Why it's not understandable that the rents will also go higher? We pay more in taxes. We pay more in insurance. Why people don't get it?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, look, I used to pay $200 to $300 a property for insurance. I just got an insurance bill for a property like 90. It's worth $100,000, and the insurance bill was $1,200.
I know.
I'm like, wow. Why would I even bother? It gets to the point where I don't even want to renew the insurance on some of these properties.
I know.
Unfortunately, some of them have mortgages on them, so I have to renew them. But the ones that don't, I'm like, I don't even know if I want to get insurance anymore.
Crazy.
I mean, I had one claim. The funniest thing, you'll appreciate this, Gautam. I had three properties in the same building, and I had no insurance on all three of those properties because there were no mortgages on them, right? And what happened was the property on the top,
the leak.
There was a leak caused by the tenant, of all things, who didn't get the insurance that I told him he was supposed to get, flooded his apartment and the two units underneath it. And all three apartments had to be redone. I had no insurance on them. And this guy, he fled. He fled because I went to sue him. He fled. And because of that, you know, that was the only time that I didn't have insurance. But you know what? In the end, it cost me about $60,000 to renovate all three properties. One of them needed renovations anyway. It had an old kitchen. Now it has a new kitchen. So it actually was like, it wasn't terrible. It was, you know, it was kind of like, it was bad when it happened. But it wasn't terrible. So I'm actually, sometimes I think about not even having insurance on my properties. And because what I'm paying now in insurance is probably...
Don't say that.
I was going to say, like,
it's so much money.
So I wouldn't recommend that, but that's me personally, because I have insurance on all my stuff, and but especially my...
The ones with the mortgages, I have to.
Yeah.
Right? But if you figure that, let's say if you have 50 properties, right? And you're paying $1,000 a month.
I get it. It's a lot.
You're paying $1,000 a month on each property. Yeah. It's $50,000 a year. What is the average? When you have a claim, what's the average claim? 10 grand, 20 grand?
Also, okay. Don't forget.
You're right. Your rent is insurance. I pay about $60,000 a year. So I get the number. I get the number.
Yeah. So if I didn't have mortgages on them, bank mortgages, I wouldn't care. Yep. I just would cancel the insurance because I would self-insure. It would be cheaper.
And I won't give keys today to a tenant. Never. No chance.
It's good to
before
hear that you've
I
that
get
lesson.
The policy.
Yeah.
I have to see
that.
The renter's insurance policy. If I don't see the renter's
That's
insurance
right.
policy, I flip the page.
What? Who taught you that?
You.
Yeah, you know why?
Why?
Because when I did this deal, when this guy flooded this, I told him he had to have insurance.
Renter's insurance.
But I never asked, before that day, I never asked for the proof of the insurance.
Of course. Yeah.
And now they cannot move in without the proof of the insurance. Because
exactly.
If this guy had the insurance, I would have been covered.
And you have to make sure. Everybody, all lenders have to make sure.
And you
got to
make
page.
Sure it's your secondary
yep.
on
yeah.
the
Digital
account.
Co-insured. Yes,
yep.
Co-insured.
Yep, loss payee. Absolutely.
Yeah. You have to be the co-insured also.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when you are a co-insured, and many lenders don't get it, you get the notice from the insurance company if the tenant decide to cancel.
That's correct.
If they haven't paid
correct.
Their premium. And
yeah, he's becoming a good landlord.
He's getting better. I'm impressed. I am impressed.
You know how many people, how many grown-ups can be on one policy? You won't believe it. I didn't know that. That's from this
know.
Week.
How many?
Three people. Three adults can be in one renter's insurance policy.
Okay. I didn't even know
so
what it has to do with anything. I mean, you're insuring the room.
So how I know that, let's talk about real estate for a second.
All right, so hold on 1 second before you do that.
Sure.
I just want to remind everybody that's watching, listening online, two things. One is, this is Investor Schooling Live. If you want to take a complimentary class this Thursday, go to investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com. You can come. We can talk about teaching you how to be a landlord. We can teach you how to buy properties with absolutely no money out of your pocket. We teach you how to get rich. We teach you stock options. We teach you the stock market. I don't know. What else do we teach?
We teach how to work out the stock option apps.
Yeah, that's another nightmare.
And trust and how to save money on taxes.
How to put property in trust. We talked about
the right way.
That was a great conversation the other day.
Oh, my God.
It was a great class on Thursday. We talked about trust.
Life insurance policies.
Yeah, so how to use life insurance the right way. So these are all the things we teach. Investorschooling.com. We have on the phone, we have Gaultier Amarillo, who is talking about the 100 Millionaire Summit in Orlando, Florida. I will be a speaker there. And the more I have Gaultier on the air, the longer I get to speak. I think we're up to 3 hours
we're
gonna
now. We're going to go deep into the subject, too.
There we go.
And Gaultier's a good friend.
We might have the stock option sultan.
Yeah, right. And Gaultier's a good friend. And he also has a summit called the 100 Millionaire Summit. I'll be speaking there. It's in Florida, Orlando, Florida, from November 3rd to the 5th. If you want to buy tickets, you can go there for $97. You can buy the tickets at 100mms.com. That's 100mms.com. So, but we got probably enough time for one caller. So one quick caller. So nobody was able to guess the address, by the way. So we have to go to something else.
How many commas at $1 million?
All right, David, let's make it easy.
I already did that one. Remember,
yeah,
I did that.
Yeah, I know, but
nobody answered it.
Just
nobody
helping.
Answered it.
So I have to tell you, if you are...
No. So if you call in real quick and you can answer how many commas are in a million, how many commas are in $1 million, you can get a free ticket to the 100 Millionaire Summit. And if you can't make that, we'll give you a free ticket to our event, which is November 11th, the week after, which will be the Money Multiplier event. Okay. Now, what were you trying to say, Amri?
If you ask somebody, how many zeros? I'm sorry?
If you want to call in now, 855-939-1137.
That's better. That's much better.
I'm fired.
I'm still working on it, but
I'm
it's much
fired.
Better than it was
That's
before.
855-939-1137. Your turn, Deb.
855-939-1137.
All right, now for the crescendo.
Why do you do it with your tongue out?
Now for the crescendo.
It's 855-939-1137.
I think I could do it sexier.
Okay.
855.
No.
That's creepy.
How about this one? 855-9 39.
No, that's just weird.
11. 37.
It's a little bit creepy, actually.
I know. That was the idea.
Yeah, it's a little bit creepy. Restraining. Yeah.
I'm feeling violated.
Hey, Carlton, could you imagine, I know you've never listened to our show before, but this is what we do every week. Is that crazy or what?
This is a typical show.
I have now listened to 47 minutes.
Who allow us to still broadcast?
Right. And we're on the radio right now. There's at least 7 people listening to us.
Challenge the immigrant, Danielle Jones said. Challenge the immigrant. We actually forgot about that. We said we'll do challenge the immigrant.
Yeah, how to spell bureaucracy.
Bureaucracy. So I have to tell you.
Wait,
something.
I got a better one. Try to spell Galter.
No. Try to spell Galter. No, I want to say something. If you ask somebody how many zeros there are in $1 million, and they tell you 8, they will never be a millionaire. If you care about the cents.
True.
If you care about the cents, that's a good point. Yeah, that's a
exactly.
Good point.
When you have $1 million, when you think about $1 million, you will never be a millionaire.
Okay. That's
never.
Interesting.
And that's the problem.
That's a good point. You care about the cents, you're right. And you can't tell you how many people step over dollars to pick up pennies. That amazes me.
You should always pick pennies. Let's make it very clear. You should always pick pennies from the floor.
Pick the pennies up from the floor, exactly.
Always.
Right. But there's an expression, stepping over dollars to pick up dimes, right? I can't think of a really good example right now, but it happens all the time where people make the mistake. They're focused on the wrong thing, like taking a flight to California. I mean, to Florida. Like, oh well, but you know, it'll cost me $400 to get a flight and $600 for a room for that weekend. So it's $1,000. I'm not going to spend $1,000 to go to Orlando, Florida. That's silly. No, when you go to Orlando, Florida, and spend that $1,000 on the tickets, the room, and the flight, you're going to learn how to become a millionaire. That's stepping over dollars to pick up dimes is not going on a flight.
Yeah.
If you actually pick up the phone and make an appointment, or even if you get free tickets, who cares?
Make the change in your life.
Right, exactly.
Take responsibility and make the change in your life.
So we got about a minute, so I want to thank Galter. Galter, thank you so much. You're awesome. Real quick, if anybody wants to get tickets to the summit, 100mms.com. That's 100mms.com, and you can get tickets to the summit. I'll see you. I will definitely see you in Florida, Galter. You're my friend, and I appreciate you. I appreciate all you do to help people and keep up the good work. And
Come and see us in the multiplier.
The multiplier.
I was going to get to our closing credits. So I just wanted to make sure I said goodbye to Galter. Okay. So Galter, thank you so much. We'll talk to you in a little while. I got to say goodbye to everybody else. Of course, I want to thank my favorite producer, my absolute favorite producer, Glenn Page,
Woo-hoo!
For putting this all together, answering all the calls for us, and making sure everything goes well. This, of course, is Investor Schooling Live. I was here with Dr. Deb and, of course, Omri. And if you want to take a class this Thursday night, you want to take a really good class and learn something about how to invest in real estate, how to invest in the stock market, and how to learn how to become a millionaire?
Only one place.
Go to investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com. You want to say it in a sexy voice? Go ahead.
Investorschooling.com.
That's great, everybody. We'll see you on Thursday.
This program is paid for by Investor Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investor Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.